Testament reading comes from the letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 29 and 30. Let us listen for the word of God. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. This is the word of the Lord. So good morning. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord with like believers. And I'm so blessed, as always, to be with you this day and every day. God bless you. Heavenly Father, I just thank you again, Lord God, for this wonderful opportunity to be with people who love you, who desire to hear your word and to serve you faithfully. Father God, now as you have given me this special message, particularly for this church, Lord God, for this day in time, Father, may it receive and be received in such a way that the word will take root in their hearts and they will be moved to be transformed and conformed even more so in your likeness. We thank you and we praise you for the day, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So my sermon topic today is titled Conform to the Truth. Now I understand that last week's sermon was taken from the book of 1 Samuel, and in it we were reminded that God is still speaking to us within the earth realm. If we would be attentive to hearing his voice and observing his mighty hand. Yesterday I had the pleasure of sharing a message about the Creator and his creation, and how God as the Creator continues to reveal himself through nature. Walking along the American River and contemplating his word about in the beginning, we began as a group to appreciate with our physical and our spiritual eyes the depth and the breadth of God's imagination as it was revealed as we walked along the river. The salmon are still in the riverbeds, and the birds of the air blessed us with song that serenaded to our very souls. We took the time to pause to look up at an expansive blue sky and literally drank in the beauty of the cumulus clouds that had gathered, expressing themselves in the movement of the wind for our good pleasure for that special day. The constant flowing power of the river's water and under its currents through the centuries have helped to shape and change the configuration of the river and the rocks that are in it. The sheer pressure from the force of the waters upon the rocks changed their configuration, knocking off the rough edges, conforming them into numerous smooth stones that we now refer to as cobblestones. And oddly enough, the definition for cobble means to patch up, to mend, to repair. Which brings me to the point of the message today. Found in the book of Romans 8:29, Paul writes to the church in Rome a word of encouragement. Whom God foreknew, whom he called, he also predestined to be conformed in the image of his son. So Paul is calling out the ones who God has identified as the ones who are to be transformed by their changed mind. Those who are willing and are determined not to be conformed to this world. Those who understand that their faith in God will be tested in order for them to grow in the knowledge and the wisdom of God, to know his will, what is good, what is acceptable, and what is perfect. Their trust in God and not earthly treasures. It was their security and their future that was based in love and hope of God's promises here on earth as it is in heaven. Over time, the power of the Holy Spirit, like the force of the American River, shapes and molds like the changed configuration of the river, its rocks, its landscapes, its topography, even changing the rock's texture to become smooth in its form and its fashion, to be complete. The pressures of life, like the force of the river, can present itself in various forms. It can be anger, it can be resentment, it can be pain, and in the instance of our universal church, persecutions. These are the circumstances that cause us to draw nearer to God, to depend on, to trust in, to conform to the life He requires of us in walking in love and forgiveness, as Jesus did. Jesus, being the firstborn, was free from bondage and knew no sin. So if we are to become more like Him who dwells within us, we must yield in submission to His voice and not to our own will. Isaiah 55:8-11 says that, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I have sent it." So as children of God, we are to listen to His voice because He is God the Father, the creator of all the heavens and the earth. As we are being confronted with His truths, we can either refuse to be pushed into God's mold, or we can yield to Him and be fashioned in His likeness. Like the example of the river, the force of the power of the water, the living water that lives in us, must be flexible, yielding to a new configuration of what shape God is trying to mold us into becoming. Are we sensitive to hearing and being receptive to the molding of the Holy Spirit? In Luke 5:36-39, Jesus gave an example of this through this parable. No one tears a piece out of a new garment to patch an old one. Otherwise, they will have torn the new garment, and the patch from the new will not match the old. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins. The wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. And no one, after drinking the old wine, wants the new, for they say, "Oh, the old was better." I put in "all" myself for emphasis. Jesus understood how difficult it can be at times for us to yield to His conformity. Thank God for grace. However, for those who are called, those who are the predestined, which is all of us, we must conform to truth. Not our truth, but God's truth. What is God's truth? God's truth is Jesus, the I am the way and the truth and the life, that no one can come to the Father but through Him. God's truth is the Word is true and the foundation of how we are to live. God's truth is by knowing and believing God's word, we can be assured that we can hear His voice correctly. We must listen to God's voice in order to understand and conform to His truth. We are not simply to hear, but also to obey. Love casts out fear, and there is no guilt or condemnation in the Lord. So in closing, Romans 8:30 says that those he predestined, the elect, he also justifies, which means that God's act of declaring us not guilty for our sins has made us right with him. And those he justified, he also glorified, which is the ultimate state of the believer after death when he or she becomes the Christ, in Christ, like Christ in his fullness. So as we become transformed in the newness of life, let us not forget the purpose for whom we are becoming conformed. Let us embrace our God-given adaptability to endure, to persevere, and to be loving as we conform to his truth. Amen. Amen. Please stand as you are able while we sing hymn 486, Have Thine Own Way, Lord.